Always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Schiemann and Schepp on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Schiemann with Pete Shepard on a Friday. It's Schiemann and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Lots to get to here in this hour. Art the Bills fan will have his weekly cooking tips for the weekend, getting you ready for a football Saturday and Sunday. We'll have Craig's Friday sports test coming up this hour as well. So a lot to do. Of course, we'll have our pigskin picks next hour. Chris, you just told me, and this affects people, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, the president is in town right now. Are you telling me there's like a 4-mile-long traffic jam of Trump trucks and flags and all that following the motorcade?
Yeah, there's a following, at least from what I've seen on Twitter. And I know that we've got, what's this? Trump's leaving, going back.
Oh, he's done?
Okay. I guess he must be done. Yeah, I'm on top of the parking garage. Anyway, so it looks like there's a little cavalcade following him.
All right. Well, I'm letting you know, no matter what side you're on,
it's going to affect your travel today.
There may be some traffic issues here for the next hour throughout Southwest Florida. He's in downtown Fort Myers, going to be headed to...
I thought it was this evening he was down there.
Well, I thought he was,
must
too.
Must have been during the day.
Well, he arrived about the time we got in the building here today. He did his town hall in Miami on NBC, but Air Force One flew and landed here about the time we were coming into the building.
Oh, okay.
And so they had it's not a rally.
It was an event.
It's a private high donor event at the convention center in downtown Fort Myers. I find it hard to believe it'd be over already, but maybe it is. So you said they're heading back to the airport?
I just saw on Twitter from
I'm just letting people know for traffic reasons only, because that's, you know.
Jake Allen, who's with the Naples Daily News, tweeted out a few members, but where was this? President Trump is heading back to Southwest International Airport to leave Southwest Florida.
Okay, so his event's over. It was like a lunchtime deal, probably.
And that was 2 minutes ago that he tweeted that out.
So rush hour will be fine.
Probably be fine by rush hour.
Good.
What time is it? 3:05. All right.
3:05. Yeah. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Nicely done, boys. Here's Chris.
All right, we got a college football doubleheader tonight on ESPN. It starts with the 17th-ranked SMU
Mustangs.
Thank you. At Tulane, that's at 6, followed by the Cougar Bowl, BYU in Houston at 9:30. The Rays and Braves can punch their ticket to the World Series tonight with a win. The Rays and Asterisk, they play at 6 on TBS, and the Braves and Dodgers are at 9 over on FS1. Vikings running back Dalvin Cook has been ruled out of Sunday's game against the Falcons. Alexander Mattison will get the start.
All right, very good. Now, it is time for Art the Bills fan.
He wants some walk-up music. Hold on.
Okay, hold on. Art cost me money with his Bills enthusiasm on Tuesday night. I got sucked in, but it happens.
10 seconds of love.
What is this? Is
that Motley Crue.
Crue. All right, this is the only show in America that will go from Motley Crue in 2 hours to Miley Cyrus at 5 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, with your cooking tips for the football weekend, here is Art the Bills fan. Artie!
What's happening?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
You are, man.
Okay, so I prepared a show for tools of the trade, knives, meat grinder, knowledge about that.
Yes.
But...
I want Rocky Mountain oysters,
show,
Art.
We took, what's that?
I want Rocky Mountain oyster recipe. I want you to get spice it up a little bit. I want, you know what I'm saying?
How do you prepare them
properly?
They would like them.
I can do that, and I've never had the luxury of preparing them anywhere. Yeah. But I had them in Washington visiting my brother.
Yes.
On the West Coast. Beautiful game restaurant. You could see the bison in the fields. The larger bison, they're big testicles, so they're sliced.
Yeah.
Were they just castrating them right there in the field and bringing them to seed to table, so to speak?
You have to, Chris. That's how they – if you don't castrate a bull, you're not going to get good beef out of him because he's all ornery and he gets tough. And
like
nasty.
A pig.
You got to castrate
like a wild
him
boar.
And they slow down. The smaller ones, maybe Pete had these. Those are sheep testicles.
Oh. No,
Those are generally sautéed or deep fried. The beef or the bison are sliced thinly, and when they fry, they look like a fried oyster.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where the name. And it came with beautiful spicy remoulades.
Yep.
I had had several drinks before we went, so I had two orders, and they were delicious.
Yeah, I mean, when I first ate them, and.
Like
that's exactly how you said it. First, it looked like a combination of maybe a because they were sliced, like you said. It looked like and I just showed Craig a picture, like a nugget slash almost calamari-ish when you look at it. And it's the same thing. It's lemon, and there's either remoulade or some sort of cocktail sauce on the side.
And before anybody knocks on testicles or
like me,
sweetbreads or liver, think about your morning breakfast meal. You're starting with a glass of milk, which is... another mammal's breast milk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
And chicken embryos and whole hog sausage, which means you don't want to know, Craig, what goes in a hot dog.
You're ruining my breakfast.
Now, Art, now I know, like, my wife is cooking eggplant parm tonight, so, like, we got to really dry that parm out. Like, but do you have to do that with the bull,
the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Do you have to do that? Do you have to like pat them dry before you fry it?
Well, anything that you're gonna fry,
You
want to dry it off because then the flour and the breading's gonna stick better.
Yeah.
But if your wife hasn't started, if she cuts, did you notice the eggplant was cut thickly and
yes.
not thin?
Yes,
makes a huge difference. And you only need a saute. It cooks very quickly. It's like 80% water, believe it or not, in an eggplant. That you don't have to salt it. You don't have to press it. It's when it's thinly sliced. That's where bitterness comes. It's just like an onion. You know, you shave them thin, it's sweet as candy. But if they're a little thicker, then there's the bitter.
Mm. But I do like eggplant. Potato chips, so to speak, you know, cut them, slice them thin, and make it that is a way to do it if you are slicing it thin.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys want to talk about knives, or do we need a recipe for Pete for the weekend? Because I have several I got written down.
Yeah, recipe.
Yeah, let's get a recipe Pete, for the weekend.
Because he was going to the Bucks and Green Bay game, and now he's not, so now he needs a recipe.
Yeah, I need a Midwest, a Denver Bronco type recipe.
Now, I'll post this. I'll email Craig Chris this so he can get it on there.
Perfect.
Now, do you like curry?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. My friend Dane Graham, I worked with, he's from Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Jamaica
His
Mon.
His mother's recipe for curry, you can do this with chicken. You can do this with fish. So I'm going to give you curry chicken, but you want to do chicken or you want to do fish?
Chicken.
Okay, curried chicken. Get smaller leg quarters, or just get the thighs.
Sure.
This is what you want.
Yep.
You peel the skin off, and this is very important. You cut through the bone on the thighs, through the bone.
Gotcha.
And then set those off to the side. Peel a couple potatoes. Chop up some ginger, some garlic. I'd say... to do eight or ten people, two tablespoons of each. And get a carrot, peel it, chop it up, and then the most important part is you get your pan, like a deep skillet, and you put a quarter of a cup of curry powder in there, turn it on high. Let it start to come up and shut it off. You're toasting the curry powder. This is very, very important.
All right.
Yeah.
Then everything else you put in there, you mix it up, put some chicken broth, bay leaf, some fresh thyme. Don't forget the ginger is huge. And this is gonna cook, and cutting through the bone is you can't skip that step because that's gonna give all this flavor. And it's absolutely delicious. Maybe a bay leaf. You can add some hot pepper if you want. And like I said, I'll post this. Mm-hmm. And then your rice is on the side.
Okay.
Got it.
Whatever kind of rice you like. Jasmine is very good.
Yep.
But put coconut milk in the rice.
Yep.
And cook it with the coconut milk. Jasmine, I do 1-to-1 ratio on a stovetop. Mm-hmm. If you got a rice cooker, use one.
Yeah.
And this is, and you just let that curry reduce. It'll thick, the potatoes will thicken it all on its own. Oh my God, you're going to be the king of the swing.
Cool.
All righty.
I've got all those ingredients as you speak.
Very so. Good.
All right. And call me. I'll walk you through it if you need help.
All right.
Oh, how about that? All right. No specialist.
Yeah, I just wrote everything down you said. I think I got it.
Thank you, Artie.
You're the man.
All right, boys.
Very good. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
All right. Art the Bill Spin every Friday. Cookie tips.
Awesome.
Meanwhile, Cocoa Puffs has been stewing for an hour that you're not joining him. I apologize. Tampa Bay says, give Pete a big knife so he can fit it in my back, you backstabber, not going to the game in Tampa alongside. I think he really wanted to meet you.
We'll meet up at some point. We're going to be out and about shortly, different places. So we'll definitely meet up, and I'll buy you and your mom a belated birthday cocktail, I promise.
There you
go. Whatever we meet up, it will happen.
Okay. Right.
The Patriots plan to place all offensive lineman James Ferentz on the COVID-19 reserve list.
Is he related to Kirk Ferentz, by the way?
No, I don't know that for sure. Doubtful.
Pat's practiced on Wednesday. The club indicated that Ferentz would not have practiced that day due to non-injury reasons.
Where did he go to school?
Iowa.
No, if he did, then I think he's related. If not, I doubt it.
He did play 76 snaps in KC, but that's because Tooney was out. So, but he's third on the depth chart at center.
Okay. We'll effort that. I bet you he's related. I'm going with my gut.
Ferentz went to Iowa.
He did go to Iowa. That's Kirk Ferentz's son.
Yeah.
Fact. Okay, related.
Mm-hmm.
Upon further review, I changed my mind. He's related.
Gee, what gave it away?
That's a football guy right there. That's the type of guy you need in your locker room.
Let's find out how related.
Solid football guy.
Personal life. James Ferentz is the son of Mary and Kirk Ferentz, the Iowa Hawkeyes head coach.
Yeah, how about that?
Four siblings. A whole offensive line of kids. All right. We still some more football talk. We've got some sound I want to get to left over from Sound Street. Let's hear from Dak Prescott. You know, we're all rooting for Dak. Even if you're not a Cowboys fan, I think you're rooting for Dak to, you know, get his leg back together, first of all.
Oh, come on.
Had the surgery on Sunday night. He is grateful for all the love and support. Here he is on Instagram.
What's up, everyone? Just want everyone to know that I'm doing well, and I can't thank you enough for all your love, your support, your prayers over the last few days. They've been more than overwhelming from teammates to family to friends to fans I don't know to former and current players around the league and players around all sports. I just wanted to say thank you. They're definitely appreciated and received well, so just knowing that I have that much love and support out there makes a huge difference.
Dak Prescott, everybody. Like I said, everybody's rooting for him to get healthy again. And they get paid. And then whatever happens, happens.
Well, I wonder if the Cowboys put the offer that he turned down in the offseason in front of him right now, if he would sign it.
Absolutely. Guaranteed $110 million? Absolutely. I think he would.
If you're Stephen Jones, I think you kind of got to go back now and say, hey, I know you can't sign anything right now because we're in the middle of the season, but let's agree. this works out for everybody.
Now, I don't think they will.
Keep this in mind.
I think the Cowboys will do it.
The Cowboys wanted to lock him up for 5. Dak wanted 4.
Right.
Another year has gone by. He's a year older. Does it make sense now? Probably even more. Maybe they'll dig their heels.
Because you can't franchise him. It's a 20% increase.
No, you know what? They can.
They can do it.
It's 37, and the going rate for quarterbacks is now is over 40. I think it's a steal to franchise him.
I think that's exactly what they're going
to
do.
They'll do it. And if nothing else, they'll do it to buy themselves time in March to get them to the summertime.
The cap is going down next year.
And they got to.
It's like 24% of the salary cap that he's taking up.
Yeah.
It's a ridiculous number if he signs for 37.1.
I think that's
what's going to happen.
I do too. I agree with you, and it makes sense for them. They're not going to cut. They're going to do the wait and see approach. It's a business. It's not fair by any means.
It is a business.
But he took a risk by not signing that deal, and would have got him guaranteed him $110 million if he got hurt like he did.
If my last name were Jones, I'd go to the hospital bed and I'd say, "Hey, here's the contract. You can't sign it, but are we good? We good? We're on the same page? Good. We'll draw it up.
Chris, if I was in the hospital, would you come by and visit me?
If there was a contract? If there was a contract negotiation, yeah. And I thought I could get a little, you know,
text you.
A little bit more value?
Yeah,
maybe.
All right.
Hey, you up?
Just wear your mask. Hey, you up? Text me. Here's Wink Martindale, defensive coordinator of the Ravens, still upset that the Bengals kicked a cheap field goal at the end of the game to avoid the shutout. Here's Wink.
Would you be able to share your reaction and feelings when you see the Bengals go out to kick a field goal with 37 seconds left in a 27-0 game?
Why are you doing that to me, Jameis? You know what it was. All right, he knew what it was because it was awful quiet when I yelled it across the field. So there's some people that take that as a victory. We'll see. We got plenty to talk about next time we play.
I mean, sounds like a tough guy.
It really is. I think it's childish. It's like the whole. I've never understood it. I don't care. It never bothered. What? Because you can't get the zero. You can't get the goose egg on your record. Is that it? Really?
Perhaps.
Well, he wants that. I don't blame him for wanting that as the defensive coordinator. Yeah. Your defense still gave up no points.
He already has his reputation around the league as a good DC. I mean, does it matter if you gave up 3 to the Bengals versus 0? Versus 7?
I've seen that happen in college and pros many, many, many times. And my team has been on both ends of that. I don't care one way or the other. Mm. Your job is to stop somebody. You know?
Yeah.
Period. If you don't like it, I mean, these unwritten rules again. I mean, sorry, it's not 1960 and 1950 anymore.
Yep. All right. Much like the Secret Service has cleared out the whole area for Donald Trump to get back on his Air Force One. We're going to clear out airspace. All right, everybody, silence. We're about to play a Tom Brady soundbite. Tom Brady says this is a pivotal game for the Bucs.
When you win, you know, you're trying to learn and trying to get better, trying to improve, understanding that this process is going to, you know, we're going to be working that way through the whole season. You know, the reality is just we haven't had a lot of time together, you know, so we're trying to make up for it. And every game is going to be valuable for us. And every practice is valuable and every walkthrough. So I think everyone's getting more comfortable and confident as the weeks go. But at the same time, we got to win these games because these all count the same as the ones later in the year. So, you know, we obviously lost first game of the year. We won 3 straight. You know, we're in a close game and we got to make the plays to win the close games. And, you know, this game here is hugely important because it's against a very good football team. We're playing them at home. We're going to have to play a great game.
All right.
Yeah, guys, Kappa, Jensen, Marpet, Smith, you can't have 9 penalties. I feel like they will be much more disciplined because that's what did them in last week. 9 penalties on offense, negating so many chunk plays and first downs. It's ridiculous.
I love his little fake news there, how he said we won 3 games, making you think they're on a 3-game winning streak, even though they lost to the Bears.
Oh, he said they won 3 games.
Yeah. He made it seem like they lost their opening game and then they won 3 in a row. Then they lost.
Well, they did lose their opening game and then they won 3 in a row.
I interpreted it differently. That's all I'm saying.
But you interpret everything he says. I don't know if you're tongue-in-cheek or you just...
This time I am.
Yeah, okay.
Usually I'm not. Here's the other side. Aaron Rodgers. Fans need to appreciate the all-time great quarterbacks like Brady and Breeze and
Rodgers
and myself while they're still around.
I could see you doing this press conference. You, if this was Aaron, you'd say...
He didn't say myself, by the way.
I know, but you would say it. That's, if you were Aaron Rodgers, you'd say, people need to be praising me.
Yeah. You know, we've played some really good quarterbacks the first 4 weeks. Obviously playing Drew a couple weeks ago as well. Another 40-year-old guy has been doing it for so long. I think fans should enjoy what they get to watch because there are some guys who, you know, people have been able to watch for 15 plus 20 plus years at the position who are some of the best to ever play it. And I think it's good that we just enjoy it for what it is, have respect and admiration for the way that we have played over this time and enjoy where we're at in our careers now.
Yeah, sounded a little cocky to me.
That's such a condescending soundbite right there. We're not going to get to beat up on these old guys for much longer, so we got to really enjoy our time doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when we beat the Saints 37-30, the Falcons 30-16.
Yeah.
Or the Bucks.
Yeah.
Going to be a great game this week. It should be a great game. Should be.
It's a 1-point spread right now.
Yeah.
Tampa +1. We'll have our pigskin picks in less than an hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Hungry dogs run faster. Just take that into the next hour.
Yes, they
just
do.
Take that into the next hour.
Buffalo Bills fans are not going to be happy. Has nothing to do with any player. The Buffalo Bills, the team, has filed a trademark application for Bills Mafia. The application just filed on October 12th claims that the team is the owner of the trademark and intends to sell Bills Mafia branded clothing. That is going to create a problem for a lot of locals.
Yeah, that's their deal.
How has that not been trademarked yet?
I'm a little surprised. It's not a new thing, is it? Uh-uh. A couple years old, a few years old?
It's been around a long time.
Yeah, I think so. All right, don't forget Craig's Friday Sports Test, brought to you by the Boathouse in Naples Bay, coming up around the corner. And again, don't forget, this Sunday afternoon, we just heard from Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. You can listen to the game with Gene Deckerhoff calling the action. All Buccaneer football right here on 99.3 ESPN. Starts at 3:30, kickoff at 4:25 this Sunday. Buccaneer football, presented all season long by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Signs in one day in Fort Myers off Alico Road, Creel Tractor, and by My Shower Door. Want to see more? Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Friday. Coming up in a few minutes, Craig's Friday Sports Test, brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. We'll have our pigskin picks at 4 o'clock. Gabe Morenci will join us and tell us what we did wrong at 4:30, followed by Wikipedia. So we got a lot going on, and then Miley Cyrus kicks off the 5 o'clock hour and the weekend. It's all going to be good. I did have one NBA note, and then I'm going to move on, probably back to football. Apparently, one of the things that Ty Lue is going to have to deal with as the new head coach of the Clippers, the other team did not like the star treatment that Kawhi Leonard got. And here's an example of it. Well, first of all, they were upset with his load management and not being available all the time. But apparently, he was allowed to live in San Diego. Now, under the best of circumstances in Los Angeles, that's a two-hour drive. He was frequently late. The team waiting on the plane, waiting for him to get there.
That's not
travel from San Diego. And also keep in mind, fun fact, actually unfun fact, Kawhi used a helicopter. He used the same captain that Kobe did. I'm wondering if he didn't helicopter anymore from San Diego to L.A., stuck to the driving, got stuck in traffic, and was repeatedly late for the team plane to travel on games. This is pre-bubble, of course. But a little interesting thing. That's one thing Ty Lue's going to have. And I've heard that before, that the old guard there with the Clippers, a little upset with the special treatment that Playoff P and Kawhi Leonard were getting with Doc Rivers.
Well, look, great athletes. I mean, as much as you like to say everybody's treated equal, you know they're not treated equal. There's one thing about getting special treatment. You want to give somebody like LeBron, I mean, Cal Ripken back in the day had his own hotel, or a lot of guys. But you show respect to you. You don't show up late. You don't do that.
Right. You'd be a pro.
I don't care if they get special treatment as far as rooms or special food, whatever it is. I don't care about that nonsense. But when you don't just have respect for your teammates, just show up on time, that's an issue.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yep.
So see if Ty Lue, assistant head coach, now head coach Ty Lue, can straighten that up a little bit moving forward. All right, that concludes our NBA talk for today. Back to football, anyone? Real excited to see if Nick Saban gets another negative COVID test and is actually on the sideline against Georgia. I think it's the biggest
happen.
Story Saturday, right?
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. Unless he tests negative tomorrow, he's going to go through one more test, three in a row, and one more tomorrow morning. They don't play till tomorrow night. And if it comes back negative, I think he'll be on the
It was negative today, right?
I don't know. As far as I know,
I thought it was.
As far as I know, it was.
I thought it was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Either he's a fast healer.
Yeah.
or there's some shenanigans going on, or
I'd like to know if the
it was a false positive.
The AD still had the AD as well.
Greg Byrne.
The AD was Greg Byrne. If his was a false positive also, because we haven't heard much about him.
No, we haven't.
That's right. It's a little strange that Nick would recover so quickly and Greg's just going to sit this out for 10 days.
Yeah, or end up in a hospital or something because of age or something that.
And it's just
And by the way, the you might see for the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, you may not see Baker Mayfield. You might see Case Keenum.
I remember.
You might not see Baker Mayfield, and you might not see Odell Beckham Jr.
Well, let's talk about that. So I remember I was watching live on Red Zone Chat. Baker kept grabbing at his ribs every time he threw or had him. So he's got an injury he's dealing with.
We don't know.
Odell Beckham Jr. was ill, not COVID. At least that's what we're being told. Yep. But even the rules are, even if you are ill, you have to stay away and have two COVID tests or something like that.
I think it was pink eye.
For real?
No.
What am I missing? I missed a joke just flew right over my head. Why?
You know why he's saying that?
No, I
because
can't.
Because of poop and because it's on his hands.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's funny.
Sure.
Come on. It's humorous.
Considering the humor path that we've gone down today, sure, I'll give it to you. That was highbrow. That was highbrow compared to what
was
we did at 2 o'clock.
It was a multi-stepper,
Yeah.
The Browns also added Kyle Uletta, the guy I wanted the Patriots to draft 3 years ago from Richmond. I remember he was with the Giants.
Remember how big he was on Uletta going in the draft?
He turned into a dink with the Giants. Remember? He was kind of an a-hole.
I don't know if you liked him.
No, he was. He had some attitude. He was a
He led...
Oh, didn't he get in trouble, too? He got in trouble.
He led police on a chase for like a half a mile or something like that?
Yeah.
There was something with the police and a traffic stop that he didn't pull over soon enough.
There was a time where I didn't know if you liked Laletta more or Stidham more. I mean, you were big on both.
Yeah, well, I said, look.
Jared Stidham guy.
I Stidham and Locke. I said, whoever drafted those two guys, which I knew would probably be mid-round, we're getting you know, good quarterbacks, and
neither one proved to be good.
What are you talking about? Drew Lockett's 5-1 in his starts.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Stidham.
Yeah, we're talking about Stidham.
Well, Stidham, still haven't seen enough.
I have.
And I agree.
Oh, I've seen plenty from Stidham.
No,
I want him to be the Patriots quarterback.
Yeah, that'll help us.
I think
out.
That'd be great.
Fins up, everybody.
I think hopefully within the next couple of weeks, I have a feeling Cam is going to get a big offer from the Patriots.
You think?
Yeah.
I think so.
I do.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
Yeah. I do.
Well, are we talking 3-year deal, 5-year deal?
I don't know. I think he'll get some sort of I'm sure he's going to want like a 5-year deal. Why? I mean, who wouldn't?
Well, the reason I'm asking is because 5-year deal feasibly makes him the last quarterback Bill Belichick ever coaches, right? I mean, Bill's
probably
getting up there.
Yeah. Probably. Bill's always said the only thing he wants to do after this is coach lacrosse. Loves lacrosse.
Yeah. Army, right?
No, he didn't go to Army.
He's a big Rutgers lacrosse guy, right?
He went to Wellesley. Well,
but he grew up in West Point.
His daughter played at Holy Cross. His son played at Rutgers. And
the one with the mullet?
I think both of them did. I'm not sure. They both went to Rutgers.
They both have mullets?
That's a bad look.
Oh, it's a great look. As somebody with the mullet, it's a really good look. It's a good look, Craig.
I followed you down the hall the other day. Hey, you popped out of the studio, and I saw you shake your hair.
I shake my hair. I whip my hair back and forth.
And
I can do it
second,
now.
It's like slow motion.
And I'm like, oh, that's
I can
Chris.
Do it now. It's really nice. It's like
and a, you do do it.
There's a great line in the original About Last Night with Demi Moore says to her friend, and it's like, her big moves coming up, combination, hair flop with the giggle. That's Chris now. Hair flop. With the giggle.
Now, my go-to move, and I'm going to pull it out this Sunday on the golf course. Got a big match, actually, on Sunday morning. Getting primed. Went to the range this morning. Getting everything just dialed in.
Yeah.
Dialed in to
got
go out.
New balls.
Dialed in to go out and shoot an 83. I hit a good drive. I take my hat off, and I whip my hair. And it's a good move. It's a strong move.
Wait a minute. So after the follow-through?
After the follow-through.
Where the head's going forward?
You drop the club, you rip the hat off, and you shake the head.
You literally drop the club
and just go
to the hat?
It's one motion. It's one motion. No, what it does is it gets in your opponent's head.
L magazine.
It gets in your opponent's head. They go, whoa.
It does?
What just happened? Yeah. Last time I pulled that move, won some money.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All right.
Gets it. By the way, this 5-year-old, I hate him. Just got his second hole in one. I'm just being tough.
How can you hate a 5-year old?
Because he got two hole in ones.
Easy. Two more than I've got my whole life.
It's ridiculous. I've only seen one in person.
I've never seen one in person. Never.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like I was going to win a lot of money that day, and the hole in one negated a lot of it. But it was still cool to see. Like, I would prefer him not have hit the hole in one.
Anybody I know?
I know him. Kyle, he came in here for an hour.
Yep. Wow. How jealous were you at that moment versus
I was
how happy
so
you
upset.
Were for him?
So I was
upset because of the money.
Well, I was upset because of the money. Happy for him.
Yeah.
Happy for
so
him.
So generally happy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, but what really kind of sealed the deal for me where I was very upset was I kind of got back on the golf cart. I took my hat off while I was driving and my sunglasses flipped off. I crunched them, drove right over my sunglasses. We get up to the tee box and he goes, "Hey guys, can we go back and get a picture on the tee box?" I'm like, "Kyle, I'm really happy for you, but I just lost $80 on that hole. I drove over my sunglasses. No, I'm not going to get a picture right now."
I would have gone back and taken the picture.
Did he pay for drinks for the rest of the day?
Yeah, we went up and he bought me a shot of tequila and a beer.
But he's supposed to pay for everybody as long as he's on the premises.
Well, club he's part of, like, they do a $20 potluck at the beginning of the year, and every time somebody gets a hole in one on this list, as long as it's verified or whatever, then everybody in that group gets a free drink out of it. So it's pretty cool.
Well, usually if you're in a country club or type of atmosphere, everybody drinks on the house until the person leaves.
Oh, is that?
That's usually the
hole-in-one guy doesn't have to pay.
He does.
He does.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Unwritten rules of golf. So the Craig man, mediocre golfer at best. Mm-hmm. I get lucky, one bounces in, hole-in-one.
You're buying drinks.
We go back to the clubhouse. I got to buy, there's 100 people in there, I got to buy 100 drinks?
That's kind of the unwritten rule. My dad, God rest his soul,
They should be buying me a drink. No. I got the hole-in-one.
My dad got one with a yellow Pinnacle. When Pinnacles first came out back in the day, that would be like 1981 or 82, with a 5-wood. I mean, a legit 5-wood back then. There was a wood that was about 195 yards over water, and he had to pay.
Are you kidding me?
That's one of those unwritten rules. Not like kicking field goals at the end of game.
Right, it's an unwritten rule.
It's an unwritten rule.
As tight as I am, that would take the joy out of the hole in one I had. I got to go fork over like $400 of drinks or whatever for everybody.
We have an unwritten rule by most.
I just go straight to my car, put the bag in the trunk, and go off quietly.
We have an unwritten rule at Bonita National where if anybody in our group ever gets one, we go to a top-notch steakhouse, which there are many down here.
Oh, nice. And they pay?
And they pay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Toothbrush, he texts in. Why does the guy who actually gets the hole-in-one have to pay everyone else? You can't hit the hole-in-one. That's just the way it's been. I don't like it.
I thought at one time it was the opposite of that. Yeah. But if you get the hole-in-one, you're supposed to pay.
You pay. While we're talking about golf, I went over to see our guy Jeff over at Stony Brook yesterday.
Yeah. Congratulations. They won another championship, by the way.
You know who owns the record out there at Stony Brook now, the course record?
Who?
John Daly Jr.
Oh, really?
Or his son. I don't know if it's Junior or not. Yeah, he was there at the junior golf tournament a couple weekends ago.
He hits the ball like his father, I understand.
He was 4 over through 7, and he shot a 66.
Oh my gosh.
And he's 16, 17 years old, something like that. Unbelievable.
Wow.
So now he holds the course record at Stony Brook.
Yeah. So the course record, Stony Brook, 66?
Yeah.
All right, wow. I'm going to get a 65 there. You watch.
On the front.
You putt more than 65 times.
I do what?
You putt more than 65 times.
I don't. Possibly.
It's like a four-putt hole.
When Craig connects. When you hit the ball and you off the tee, you're a long ball hitter.
Yeah,
when
but very inconsistent because I don't play enough.
Yeah.
Again, money.
I've gotten really close.
Very costly sport.
Huh? I almost got an ace with the 3-wood on like a 230-yard par 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Foot and a half from the hole.
Yeah.
Foot and a half.
I think the closest I've ever come, a couple feet one time.
I told you why. This is why I know I'll never get one. I was like 18 or 19 years old. It was about 168 yards. I had a 7-iron. I was on the tee box, a par 3 over some marsh, and I half whiffed off the tee, but the ball stayed on the tee box. It went about 2.5 feet. So the wind shifted a little bit. I had a 6-iron. I grabbed a 7. Hit it right from the tee box where it was, because it's only like 2 feet. Just gonna play it like you're
two divots.
One bounce,
In the hole?
In the hole.
Hole in
four
two.
Two.
Hole in two.
People on the 16th came flying down.
What a birdie.
Yeah. Like, I'm not buying anybody drinks. That was a hole in two, people.
They all thought it was a hole in one. They're like, Dr. Wow. Pete's son did blah, 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 blah. Like,
how old were you when you did that?
18 or 19.
See, I would have counted it.
But you can't.
No, I would feel dirty doing that.
This would be one of those dishonest moments.
You know what, Craig? You don't need to play golf.
No.
You're trying to get off cheap when you hit a hole in one. You're lying about your score, saying you got a hole in one when you didn't.
It was one swing and the ball went in.
I think that's the sleaziest thing. You want to cheat on your wife. You want to do this, that. The sleaziest thing to me is somebody cheats in golf.
Don't do it.
Honest mistakes happen. I understand that. But, that just... That would really, really bother me. I would feel dirty. I wouldn't be able to live with myself doing that. So that's why that's the closest I'll ever come.
Well,
hole in two.
Sometimes it happens.
Yep.
It's rare.
I consider you a hole in one hitter, Pete.
I don't.
That's how I look at it. You took one swing, ball went in. That's a hole in one swing.
Nope. I whiffed.
What's
on
in
the
one
first,
swing?
I half whiffed on the first shot. It went 2 feet. You know, I was always thinking when it went in for the sack for the two. I'm like, God, I wish it went into the marsh.
You know that swing that you whiffed on? I would have added that to the hole before. You know how like a company likes to cook the books for a quarter and make a quarter look better before they move on to the next quarter on a fiscal year? I would just add the stroke there.
You give yourself a one more stroke the hole prior.
If I had a six
a one
on the previous
your...
hole, I'd give myself a seven. If I had
it's the same score.
Yeah.
Same score.
Yeah. Did we feel better about that now?
No, I don't.
There's two guys that live in my area, and one guy's got 11 hole-in-ones. One of the guys got 7.
I hate them.
Are you sure they do?
Yeah,
hole-in-twos.
No, I believe it. No. Call of the Cape. Caddy share. Why don't you prove your lie a little bit, sir?
Yeah.
Danny, that's great.
It's a good caddy.
That's right. I was interfered with.
Yeah, that's right.
Kicks the ball.
Yes.
What did Mr. Webb shoot today? 84, 85, more like 66. No. Really? He kicks his ball further out from under the tree. What a great.
So you not only do a good Rodney Dangerfield, you also do a good Ted Knight, I think.
Yeah, Ted Knight's fantastic.
You could do that whole movie by yourself.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right.
Season to grin when your ship comes in and you know you've got the stock market beat. You know the rest.
All right, now do Rodney Dangerfield. You're on the boat. You're the dinghy scum.
You, the flying wasp, smashes the boat.
All right, boys and girls.
Yeah, now I know why tigers eat their young.
That does sound like Rodney Dangerfield.
That's your grandson, huh? Yeah, now I know why tigers eat their young.
It is time for Craig's Friday Sports Test, brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay.
Make a joke.
Go to their website, boathouseonnaplesbay.com. They have the new lower price menu. They got delivery and takeout every day from noon to 8. You can dine in. You can carry out. Delivery. Boat in. Whatever.
Oh, love it.
Filet mignon sliders. Lobster ravioli to make your mouth water. And sourdough bread as soon as you sit down, you know, in case you're just starving. They take care of you at the Boathouse on Naples Bay. All right. Coming up, Craig's Friday Sports Test, 3 questions for caller number 9. For every question you get correct, $25 additional dollars to the Boathouse in Naples Bay, up to $75. And for one of the 3 questions, you get to use Pete Shepard as your lifeline.
Yes.
But we need caller number 9 right now, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Craig's Friday Sports Test, Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
This is the Friday Sports Test with Sheeman and Shepard, brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay on 99.3 ESPN.
All right, let's have some fun here. Our contestant on the phone is Anthony in Lehigh. Anthony, how are you?
Anthony.
Doing good.
Good, man. Anthony, how old are you?
44.
Right. And what do you do for a living? You working right now?
Yeah, I'm actually driving right now. I own a lawn and pool service.
All right, very good. All right. Well, we got 3 questions here. For each one you get right, is an additional $25 to the Boathouse at Naples Bay. And for one of your questions, you may use Pete Shepard as a lifeline. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Right.
Question number 1. Where's the sound effects? Question number 1. What 90-year-old Hall of Fame football coach was released from the hospital this week following a positive COVID-19 test?
I believe that was Bobby Bowden.
That is correct. Nice and easy. He's out of the hospital, by the way, doing well. And you've got $25 to the Boathouse at Naples Bay no matter what. And two questions left, and you can still use Pete Shepard as a lifeline on one of them. Here is question number two. Two nights ago, the Dodgers scored 11 runs in the first inning in a 15-3 win versus the Braves. Which was the last team to give up at least 10 runs in the first inning in a playoff game?
I don't know. I'm going to take a guess and say the answer.
What do you want? Oh, I was going to say, do you want Pete Shepard for a lifeline?
You can use me as a lifeline if you want.
Yeah, sure. I'll use the lifeline.
Okay. The hint is it happened last year and involved one of these same teams.
Last year. I still don't know.
I'll take a guess.
Give me a name of a team. Any team.
I'd say it wasn't the Dodgers. It was, I don't know. I'll just say the Astros.
Again, the hit was last year and involved one of these same teams. So if it wasn't the Dodgers, it was the Braves.
It was versus the Cardinals last year.
That's all right.
There's no shame. You've still got $25, yep. And we still have a chance to make it 50. We have one more question left. Are you ready? Here we go. Question number three. Due to COVID-19, the Bills and the Titans played on Tuesday night football. What was the last time the league had a Tuesday night game? Again, no lifeline here, so this is all you.
Tuesday night game. This game happened this year, but you're talking a different year.
Yeah, when was the last time? Yeah, yes. The last time we had a Tuesday night game. I'll accept the year, the teams, anything you got.
I remember Minnesota had their stadium go down, but that's all I can really think of.
Well, I'm gonna need the game with the two teams or a year. Give me something.
I would say that would have been, I'm guessing and saying 2016, the Minnesota Vikings and Chicago Bears.
Ooh,
so close!
You were close.
You're headed in the right direction.
You got it. Did involve the Vikings? It was the Vikings Eagles in 2010, and it was a different incident than when the Minnesota Dome came down. There was actually a blizzard with 18 inches of snow in Philadelphia. They decided to move the game to Tuesday, but. You do have $25 to the Boathouse in Naples Bay, Anthony, so thank you for playing.
Good job.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Very good. Have a good weekend. All right. He was close on that one.
Yeah.
He was close.
That's a tough one. We did mention it this week, but that's a tough one.
Yeah. Everything we talked about here this week on the show was on the quiz, and I think we had a nicer array of easy, medium, and hard questions. Mm-hmm. Like last week, they were easy. Everybody got all three just like that. So, all right, that is in the books. And thank you, as always, to the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Go see them this weekend.
Yep.
Check them out on their menu on their website at boathouseonnaplesbay.com.
Real quick, Chris Godwin, Justin Watson, Gronk, and LeSean McCoy, all full participants today. Mike Evans, Scotty Miller, Leonard Fournette were all limited, but only Fournette is even questionable for Sunday. Lots of returning players, and they're going to need it for the Buccaneers.
Okay.
So it looks like everybody's ready to go.
With that said, the witching hour is upon us. When we come back, it is time for the Pigskin Picks. Gabe Morency later, an edition of Wikipedia. It is a loaded 4 o'clock hour on a Friday. And then we kick off 5 o'clock with Miley. It's here. We're getting you there. We're getting you there to your Saturday. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.